All right, it's time for noise, boys and girl.
Oh boy!
All right, so there's me, there's Alex,
nah,
and Liz. Or I forget your actual name. I think it was it Liz.
Yeah, my name is Elizabeth Gina Gutierrez, and I only say that because my initials are Egg.
Nice.
Egg.
This is the first fan entry, I guess, in the podcast. Liz has been hanging out in the Discord, which I've been shilling on every episode. I don't know if you guys have noticed. It's always in the description, but we wanted to do a little bit of noise, boys, complain about Overwatch some more, talk about various bullshit, like how a tornado came by yesterday and the day before and totally fucked up my town.
That was about so right for Illinois.
Fuckers didn't get your episode on Wednesday. Stop begging. I'm a content creator, okay? Stop fucking pushing me. The Patreon rewards are coming on their way.
Patreon is such a good platform.
Anyway, yeah, tornado went through. It was pretty cool. There was, I went downstairs. I was, Tim's mom, because I live with my roommate's mom's basement, because I'm a fucking player. And she was like, hey, you need to go in the basement. And I was like, eh, I guess, whatever. I went downstairs and I cracked open a Red's Apple Ale and tried playing Dishonored 2. And then the power went out and I went upstairs and the fence was gone. And a tree fell literally 2 to 3 feet away from my car. If it was anywhere closer, I would have been in financial distress. Would have been pretty sick.
We would have had to put up that Patreon way earlier.
Yeah, like in the last two hours.
Get in that Patreon. Patreon.com/DSPGaming.
The only professional.
That's what I've been doing. And then the Patreon. Then the power came back on this morning, so. And then I immediately started editing Dungeons & Dragons episodes, which is pretty cool, because that's another podcast I do on the same channel. You should probably recognize it. Anyway, Overwatch.
All right, finally, I can fucking say my piece about how pissed off I am. All right. So, I did my placements, got immediately placed the Diamond. Now I was Master last season, so that's fine. It's pretty much where I expected to be, right?
Yeah, because Season 4 just started. I played a little bit of Capture the Flag, remembered why that mode is fucking dog shit.
You mean
I
Capture the Draw.
Anyone thought it was fun. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's like the worst shit ever. I hate it. Yeah, Monkey's Paw, that's what I call it. Because I was one of the guys who was like, hey, Capture the Flag, it's a first-person shooter, where's Capture the Flag? Oh god, what have I done?
CTF is never a fun game on FPSs. Like, even on Halo and shit, it's never fun to do it because everyone's always just trying to kill each other as opposed to actually doing the objective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in Overwatch, there's two objectives to it. You know, there's defend the flag, which no one ever does except for your Torbjorn and Symmetra, which you always fucking have because people still think that's a really good idea. Maybe a Bastion who gets destroyed by a Tracer because he's an idiot. And then you have three people who ineffectively try to attack the enemy team and die.
Not with this new update, because Bastion's actually super fucking good, and they're going to nerf him immediately. You know, the worst character became the best character, and now he's going to be the worst character again. You know, typical Overwatch balancing.
Yeah, because, like, there was a PTR with, like, hey, we're going to, you know, shift Bastion's power. All right, here we go. People are worried he's overpowered, whatever. Literally the same day that hits live. PTR patch. Bastion gets nerfed.
Yeah, but the whole problem with Bastion, though, is he is way too powerful. Example. If he's in tank mode with an Ana boost, he legitimately cannot be killed. The only thing that can actually do damage to him is another Bastion who's Ana boosted.
A draw, then.
Yeah, pretty much. It's awful. Like, he survives a D.Va ult, Ted. That's 2,000 damage. That's more damage than anything that you can do in that game.
Yowza.
But anyway, enough about him. So, Overwatch has this new thing for the new season that really pissed me off. So, you know how in competitive games you have decay if you're at a high rank? So you can't just, you know, get at your point and then sit there for 8 years. Like, in League of Legends, if you don't play for, like, I want to say a month, you start to lose your points, you start to decay. In Overwatch, it was a week. You need to play a game a week to keep your rating, whether you won or lost, you just need to play a game. Now, you need to play 7 games a week to keep your rating.
That seems pretty excessive.
Yeah, a little. I was very, very upset with this the other day, because in my eyes, it just feels like I don't want this game to be a fucking chore. I don't want to be at work thinking, oh man, I gotta get my 7 Overwatch games in right now, man. Like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll go do 1 game real quick, but I gotta think, oh man, I gotta do fucking 7. I gotta try to play like at least, you know, an hour and a half a week, or I'm just not good enough.
You know what they say, one game a day keeps the rank decay away.
No, one a day actually is still not good enough because of the 24-hour period. You actually need to pretty much play two at least one day, because this game's awful. Okay, so, like, what pisses me off about it the most is that I see it as, like, that this whole modern gaming Twitch era bullshit. Like, I fucking hate the way this game makes me want to play this fucking, like, only wants me to play this game. I don't want to only play fucking Overwatch all goddamn day, okay? I don't want to play fucking Overwatch for 16 hours a day with a face cam set up, okay? I don't care. I'll play ranked when I fucking feel like it. Don't make it my goddamn chore to do so, you piece of shit.
But don't you like the fancy sound effects and people donate to your Patreon?
You mean when they do Twitch subs and I have the little shitty animations played in fucking pixel sprites and I bro fist the camera? Thanks for the 12-month subscriber, AssBlaster83.
Oh, and this is a donation from Bulbfucker 2008.
Hey man, just gonna go kill myself today. Okay, bye. Oh yeah, have fun.
Cancer's butt.
Don't forget all those fun emotes. Oh yeah, I just put up the middle finger emote, guys. Now you can flick me off while I fucking lose at this game because I keep trying to piss bump this camera. Make sure it doesn't fall over in the middle of this fucking match.
It's because the like Overwatch was designed with esports. That's the main focus.
The product of the generation, and I don't like it.
Okay, but how many Koreans play it?
Massive amounts. I assume.
Okay, but
it's a
Blizzard
game. Koreans are gonna play it no matter what.
Okay, but how many Koreans play it compared to StarCraft 2?
I don't even know if StarCraft 2 is popular anymore. I have no idea.
I saw like freaking documentaries about StarCraft 2 within the last like
StarCraft
2
is pretty much dead.
Really?
No one fucking. It's all about Overwatch now, man.
Yeah, gotta hop in that new meme train.
New Blizzard game, new fucking esport.
Like, floor dedicated just to Overwatch, and there was nothing else there. There was no fucking. Oh man, well, let me go to the. I'm still mad about this. I spent a lot of money to go to PAX West. Oh, let's go to the Blizzard section. Oh, it's for Legion, an expansion that came out 2 months ago. I can sit and play a level one character and do the intro of this expansion. Of a fucking MMO at PAX. Could you fuck off? Anyway, the new Overwatch character came out. I think it's Asari. I forget her name already. There was this leak, supposedly, by a Blizzard employee that was like, hey guys, it's going to be Chinese New Year event, and May's going to get a dress, and there's going to be a spider robot coming out.
Her name's Orisa. Like,
oh, no, her name's so Oriana. Legit.
Yeah, Oriana Asami Salami. Pretty
it's
sure
Orisa,
her
and she's a fucking spider tank thing with a minute of fucking tusks on the side of her head. I actually like it a lot.
It's cool. It's like those ancient like Africana type artifacts that you can find in antique stores.
Yeah, like so that leak, people thought it was like, oh man, this is so real. You know, it's definitely 100% real, and it's like. I don't think I was against it. Like he predicted that there would be the Chinese New Year event. The May gets a new dress called like a Ki Pao, which she got because there's like, and then there was like a spider robot that was coming out. And I think he just said spider robot and that was it. But like, so, I mean, technically you could look at it and say he's 3-3, but absolutely none of that is like requires insider information. Because, like, one, Chinese New Year, there's a lot of Chinese people that play Overwatch. It's meant to be, like, multicultural.
Well, so not even that. China's the biggest country on the fucking planet. Every goddamn online game is going to celebrate Chinese New Year's.
I mean, just look at all the movies.
The reason that Warcraft is going to get a sequel, because it bombed in America because it was a fucking terrible movie.
But China loved
it. And Alex didn't want to do an episode on it because he didn't even go see it.
It's true. I didn't go see it. I didn't care. My friend fucking pirated some, like, Russian, like, subtitled copy of the internet, and we watched that on stream.
But, like, I saw, like, the spider robot. I was thinking, like, okay, if this is true, I want a spider robot that's, like, it's like, I didn't expect it to be a tank, the new character to be a tank, because tanks are, the new Overwatch meta is World of Tanks.
Yeah.
And so I expected, like, oh, there's going to be a spider robot. It's going to be like Broodmother, where you can lay webs and crawl all over shit and, like, jump on people.
Yeah. I saw some, like, concept art leaks, and it was, like, this really spindly-looking Omnic, and it looks like freaking Necrons or some shit. But no, all of a sudden it's like, hey, look, it's an elephant woman.
They probably changed their mind. Because they actually were going to make Doomfist, but they pushed up this robot first, this tank first, because they realized that Reinhardt's a must-pick at all times, every game, no matter what the map, and they're like, okay, we need to do something about this.
That's because Reinhardt is fantastic, and he is literally the funnest character I've ever played in a first-person shooter.
I don't understand how you could possibly find that fat, slow, boring piece of shit fun. I hate playing Reinhardt.
There is not a single thing that you do as Reinhardt that I do not get immense pleasure from.
You mean standing there and sometimes holding your left click and then sometimes charging things and doing nothing really engaging and then hoping your team behind you does anything?
Maybe if you play him like a fucking Dingle Donger like you do.
Hey, who's Masters and who has Reinhardt as his third most played fucking hero last season? Like, kiss my ass. I hate that character. I mean, to be fair, half of it is because, oh, hey, look, it's the Overwatch law. Five people pick characters and I'm the last pick. Well, I have to pick Reinhardt or we're just not going to win.
Yeah, well, suck it, because Reinhardt is fun to play. I'm okay with him being 100% pick. I'm okay with the game being
also
two Reinhardts.
I'm okay with the game having the entire left half of the character select screen be unviable. literally can't prove me wrong.
Alex is ranked in, he ranked in Master last season. I barely got to Diamond because the last three games I played, the other side like gave up because someone like disconnected, someone went AFK, and I think the other one was like they were fucking
so terrible. The TF2 syndrome
steamrolled them pretty much. TF2 is always a stomp in one way or the other, but it's TF2, so who gives a shit?
See, what if she was just getting you fucking shitposted about? Like, when I played Team Fortress 2, example. I would go to 2-Fort, the worst map in the game, and I would never actually play 2-Fort. I would play Spy, get my cloak and dagger, and then take my sweet-ass time and slowly, like, crawl walking over to the enemy base, climbing up and trying to count how many snipers I could kill. That's how I made my own little minigame.
And then, or you sneak all the way over there and just a pyro, because he's playing pyro, just sprays the entire area for literally no reason, and then you get caught and you fucking die.
No, you still stab the snipers because they're not paying attention. In fact, you get 2 points for that because that was a risky kill.
No, but you're ruining the game.
You have TF2.
You're ruining for the game for the fun snipers who are playing Duck Hunt with all the fucking soldiers jumping around. That's all I ever did when I played TF2.
I got banned from a lot of those Sniper Versus servers because I would go in there with the Darwin's Danger hat, and because it was like headshots only, and I would go with the one that couldn't land, like couldn't take headshots, because they thought that polycount set was a good idea. Good fucking job on that, Valve. I almost said Blizzard.
What do you mean? I thought we were talking about Overwatch.
Hold on, one more thing, because I want to talk about Overwatch. So the TF2 update that's going to come out next.
Oh God, they're still trying.
They're doing class updates for everyone again.
Oh,
and
boy.
Pyro is the first one to get it. And they said that it's going to be the largest update the game's ever had. Pyro is going to get a new weapon. There's going to be significant changes to how the class works. He's going to get a whole bunch of shit. There's going to be a bunch of official maps and then a bunch of community maps. It's going to be good. I'm glad that they completely abandoned Man vs. Machine. Glad I spent so much money on those tickets that I can't use now. Pretty awesome.
Man vs. Machine really was fucking bad, and you know it.
Motherfucker, I will kill you. Man versus Machine is like Killing Floor, but actually.
Hey, I'm a gold and League of Legends.
We can't queue together. I'm Masters near Diamond. It has to be a 500-point difference.
Hey, Alex, I'm a gold in bots on League of Legends. You shut your whore mouth.
Oh, my fucking God.
There was a guy. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. He might. His name was Yoshio. He was from an old forum I went to. And I only remember him. I remember him for two things. One, he would only play bots in League of Legends.
Oh, my God.
Like, easy. And number two, he would pretend to be like a 6-year-old with a 2-year-old brother on the site that would like share his account. He would post in the forums and he creeped me out. Anyway, that's a little snipe at Yoshio if he's listening to this podcast. No particular reason. I just wanted to kind of get that out there and throw a slap your
way. That actually reminds me of someone I worked with at Best Buy in the Geek Squad. He had this one laptop that we'd use for we need to find out how to fix this thing. No, he installed League of Legends on that and played actual ranked games while at work.
What?
He would sit there, and he had shit ping. His ping was 4 billion, but he kept playing.
What rank was he?
I think he was high gold. I don't remember.
Damn, son, that's higher than I just got to gold. I see what I do is I get to gold every season and then just quit playing because I got my rewards. I don't care anymore. Fuck you.
Yeah, I doubt he's listening to this podcast, but if he does, hey, don't tell anyone I told anyone.
Is he still working at Best Buy?
I think he is. He recently sent me a friend request on LinkedIn, and I was like, oh, I remember you.
Oh, ew.
Sorry, I only accept professionals.
So speaking of jobs, the main reason I wanted to have you here on the podcast was you used to work at the Lego store.
Oh, yeah. That was a trip. I've worked... 7.5 years in retail, and 6 of those years was at the Lego store here where I live, which I will not disclose because that store is kind of... But I have a lot of stories from back then. If you wanted to make an entire episode about it, I could totally fill 3 hours worth of time with this stuff. But some fun highlights.
Give us a small taste to hype up the episode.
Yeah, let's see. I got a few highlights here. Do you remember that time when Lego tried to switch out Bionicle for some Animorphs bullshit?
Yes, I hated it.
Yeah, so we had one of those little frog heads from one of those sets, and me and my cousin, who got me the job when I was 15, which was highly illegal, we built this four-legged car man with the head, and we named him Hrothgar, after Beowulf or some bullshit.
Did you say Hrothgar or Hrothkar because he had four legs?
He was called Hrothkar because he had four tires for legs.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we were we'd put him around the fucking store, and our assistant manager at the time, I'm not going to say his name because he's kind of important later, but he saw it in right next to the registers, and he'd put it in the playbin. We'd pick him up, put him in the display case in the back, where you can pick out your own Legos to take home, and he'd pick it up. And one time we put him in right next to the door to the back, at face level, and he grabbed it and he chucked it at the wall, and he just exploded everywhere. Poor Hrothgar died I want to say in year 2002 or some shit. I don't know.
Didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, he was dead.
Rip in Hrothgar.
That was one fun time.
Why was he so mad? Did he just
No, it's because we kept putting him in his face level at random places in the store. And we did that for 4 hours straight. He just got pissed.
I was under the impression this was over four.
No, this was one day. Was a
couple of days.
This was one single day.
Snapped immediately.
It's because he was the most hideous looking creature anyone has ever put eyes on. Oh, here, son.
I only have one story with Bionicles. I think I told it the first Noise Boys, where I was sharing horrible things that I still felt bad about. Where my mom's friend would have a garage sale. Every summer, and I went over there, and the only thing I wanted was this Bionicle, so I was sigh, I sure wish I had a Bionicle. She's yeah, go ahead and pick out anything you want, and she wanted to give me the Bionicle, because that was the only thing that she would actually be able to sell. I got the white one, and he had a surfboard, and he was real cool. And I stuck him to the wall.
Yeah, his name was Kopaka, I think. That, he was fucking
that's,
sick.
That's first-gen Bionicle, thank you very much.
Yo, suck me.
Hey, Bionicle lore
and everything.
Remember that time we were at your mom's house, Alex, and we watched the Bionicle movie?
Yeah, Bionicle Mask of Light. That shit's my jam, dude.
Yeah, we watched that, and we watched some other I think we watched Little Panda Fighter.
We watched it was Chopkick Panda or something.
Yeah, it was Chopkick Panda.
I remember, because that shit had that fucking shitty movie had that stupid kid who was just a fucking asshole for no reason. It's hey kids, you ready to have fun? And he's fun's highly illogical. And I'm bitch, you know what's highly illogical? My hand in your fucking face. I hate you, you little bastard. God, I hated that fucking movie. It was so bad.
I woke you up because I slept downstairs. I woke you up because I was listening to Homestuck music downstairs, and I remember you yelling at me. I remember you yelled, "That better not be fucking Homestuck."
Yes. Or I remember I told you the stupid story of that creepy-ass painting my mom has of the fucking melting fish night.
Razor.
Yeah, Razor. Because, okay, my mom has this really creepy-ass painting her friend made, like, years ago or some shit. And it looks like there's, like, this weird-looking knight with, like, a fish melting on its head. It looks kind of like Razor from Dota 2. And it was like in our basement, and I showed Tad it. I'm like, "Hey, Tad, you want to hear the stupid story about this fucking painting? It like comes to life at night and shit." And I just told like this really stupid story to him, and he goes to sleep, and my mom wakes him up carrying this fucking.
Hold on, let me tell this part.
Fine, do it.
He showed me it was like a melting like night, and he was like, "Whoa, it was all kind of fucked up looking." And so like you know later that day, I'm like, "All right, I'm going to bed." And I go to sleep on the couch without a blanket because it was like 3 a.m. And so it's like 6. And Alex's mom gets home from work. She's like, "Oh, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give Tad a blanket." So I hear her walking towards me. She's holding a sheet. And I see her and I jump off of the couch. I think I jumped like 3 feet in the goddamn air and screamed because in my stupor, it looked like Razor from Dota 2 was about to smother me with a blanket. I screamed out loud in genuine. There's only been like 2 times I've experienced genuine terror. That and one time we were playing Smash Bros. And you did the reverse Ganondorf punch and I landed right in front of it. I screamed in genuine terror.
I thought you were going to say when Hussie didn't stop Homestuck.
No, that was just depression.
Screaming. I've been screaming ever since, like just internally shrieking since Homestuck, quote unquote.
Implying it's ever going to end. But another fun story from Lego. One time we got broken into.
Oh, God.
So this one supervisor, let's call him Gerard. He was like the typical weed smoker dude, you know, like high 40% of the time. And
yeah. Gerard.
Yes, Gerard, the weed man, which is not his name. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so I come in, and this is morning, and it's just like, "Hey, what's going on?" It's typical Friday, and he's just sitting there with his hand on his, like, on his forehead, just at the front counter. Just he looks like he's about to lose his mind. I'm like, "What's going on?" He's like, "Shit, we got broken into last night." I'm like, "What the fuck?" And so I go up the back. It's straight out of a fucking spy movie. The ceiling tiles were busted. There was dust all over the fucking floor. There was some fucking blood drips from where he nicked himself in like the ceiling. This guy like crawled in through the fucking ceiling. And Gerald the whole time was just like, "I don't know what I'm gonna do. I called the cops, but they don't know what to fucking do." Turns out that there's like a Zales 2 doors down from us, like a diamond store. And they were trying to get there, but somehow they broke into the fucking Lego store instead of us.
It sounds like a comedy.
I know, it's like Ocean's 12.
He's going through the vents. He's like, "Now I know what a TV dinner feels like." And then he goes through there and he's like, "All right, we're above the diamond store that we need to get to fucking save our weed horse or something." And he breaks in there and he's like, "Oh no, it's just Legos." And then they all came to life and he had to like fight them and shit.
Yeah, like ironically enough, nothing was stolen. There was no fucking sets missing. None of the money in the safe. He didn't even take any of the fucking Bionicles. We had shit tons. That was before they canceled it. And that's a funny story. I remember when like 12 kids would come in and be like, "Are they canceling Bionicle?" And we had this like script we had to read the kids going like, "Bionicle is currently going on a hiatus, which we don't know when they'll come back, but their stories will keep being told or some shit." And best part, like 2 years ago.
Duty.
Destiny. Best part, 2 years ago, they brought back all the originals and they rebooted the fucking franchise. Nice. The fucking Toa Tahu's back. He's here. His buddies Liwa, Gally, Kopaka, and the other two, whatever the fuck.
And all your favorites.
And all your favorites that I don't know or care about, kids.
I was up for up to like 6 a.m. a few months ago reading Bionicles lore.
Oh, God.
It was like 10 p.m. It was 10 p.m. and I'm like, "Man, I'm kind of bored, but I don't want to go to sleep. And I'm too lazy to edit this podcast. What should I do? Oh, hey, look, there's a Bionicle thread on V." And then it was 6 a.m. and I was reading about Bionicles.
Did you go on the Bionicle
lore is basically...
I did.
Bionicle lore is basically just like, dude, what if like the entire world was just like a giant robot?
Dude, what if the entire world was a giant robot made out of Lego?
Really makes you think. really gets the old gears.
Best part was when they fucking got sued by some, like, East Asian island in South Pacific because they were using, like, their terms improperly, and so they had to rename the little people, the Matorans, to Matoran, because apparently what they had been calling them was, like, a small, like, a Loki deity or something. I don't know. I'm a little like a jackass, but that's what it was.
I thought they were all based on, like, Hawaii.
Yeah, like the...
like the Toad.
Yeah, those are actual Polynesian terms. Those are actual terms. But, like, the one for the young ones, the like, the people, they were called, like, Tohunga or something. And that's, like, high priest or some shit. And since they're, like, lowly people, they're the... like, Hawaiians were getting pissed off, like, oh, you can't name our high priest after your fucking children. And so they were sued, and they had to change it to Matoran. Yeah. Huh.
What's Matoran mean?
Nothing. That's just some bullshit name they've made up.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's the one where they're just like, oh, let's just put some words together. How it works.
Fuck it.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. Fuck it,
it'll sell. And it did.
Yeah, and it did for a long time.
So that's a little taste of the
Lego. Oh, yeah, Lego is fun. Seven whole years.
There was one other story you told me that was pretty fantastic from being the only girl in your computer science courses in college.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. There's a couple of those, but the big one that I remember that I fucking still don't understand how this person exists. She was some girl who would, like, try to get guys to do her work for her. And she I'd be like, hey, it's okay. We're two girls in the class. It'll be fine. And so she started, like, working with me. And eventually I saw what she was doing. She was trying to get me to do her fucking projects for her. And I was like, no, I'm busy. I have to go see my partner. Yeah, you can do the work. She dropped out of the class like 2 weeks before the final was about to go.
So she was holding on for a long
time. Yeah, and, like,
how did she expect to get past the final?
That's the thing. I don't know. I think she was just trying to, like, you know, because the syllabus is usually like, oh, the projects are like 45% of your grade and participation is another 35. And the final is only like 10% of your grade. So you can fail that so long as you get 100 and everything else.
So her plan was to just have everyone else do all the work and then just bomb the
final. Yeah, and I saw her again in, like, one of my final classes, like, before I graduated, and she was doing the same shit. And it was like a stat class or something. And she dropped out on like 3 weeks in. And I was like, wow, she's back at it.
So she's just an awful person.
Oh, yeah. She was a terrible person. And I managed to, like, fucking snuff out that flame. But I saw her again and I was like, hey, what's up? And she was just like, what do you want? I'm like, oh.
Like, actual psychopath.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh.
You're not of no use.
I'm like,
I don't want any part.
I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, I'm about to graduate. She's just like, oh. That's nice. Just staring at me, walks out, goes into the bus, goes home. I'm just like, she's probably never going to graduate.
Fucking ba-boom.
But another fun...
my college classes are pretty similar. There's no one doing shit like that. But, like, I drove 30 minutes to go to Oglesby today, to go to my college. And then I go in, all right, let's do some chemistry after my first chemistry test, I got a 50%, or no, I got a 60% because all, like, it was all review stuff, but he used different terms and I wasn't paying it. I didn't bother to study because, like, oh, this is all review shit. So I bombed that one hard. Second test, I spent a week studied the wrong shit. There was two questions on it based on stoichiometry. Whoops. Got like a 13% on that. And I'm like, all right, I got this. As long as I get like 80s on the next test, as long as they just, you know, go in there, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, getting this shit done. All right, I'm ready to learn. Go in. He says, hey, everyone, what's up? Brings up Komodo Dragons on the computer. 10 minutes later, we go home. I drove 30 minutes for this. He just talked about how Komodo Dragons have mouths full of dirty bacteria and they don't get infected. Man, isn't that weird? People are looking at their blood. Maybe we'll be able to make some cool shit. And then he sent us home.
College. Fun fact, there are people who inject venom into their veins to try to get, like, some immunity to it, and they will actually become immune to, like, cobra venom and, like, black widow venom and shit.
Well, yeah, your, like, body gets used to it. You keep giving yourself small and non-lethal doses of it.
But that's kind of the dumbest thing you could ever do. Because if you fuck up, oh, it looks like I'm dying.
Rip. Well, I mean, you call it the dumbest thing ever, but you just said earlier that it works, so how dumb could it possibly be?
Yeah, but, I mean, like...
they did it in that Vin Diesel movie, the new Chronicles of Riddick. He kept, like, biting himself with a snake.
You're going to say
yeah.
Fast and Furious 7 or something. Check this shit out. Then he bit his dog with it a bunch.
Yo, Riddick's the fucking shit, by the way. I'm glad you like those movies.
They're super, I have Pitch Black on my phone.
It's fucking sick, dude. I love them.
Another fun fact.
It's like a third of my phone's
another memory. Fun fact. Those Riddick movies were made by Vin Diesel. Like, he paid for the whole thing. Because that was like his fucking...
Vin Diesel's a huge fucking nerd. He is. I love it. I want to play D&D with Vin Diesel.
He used to play Heroes of New Earth. Fun fact. Like, he was being interviewed and just listed off a bunch of, like, games that he played. He listed Heroes of New Earth as one of them. I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's awesome.
Heroes of New Earth. I remember nothing about that game except it was very, very, very dark. And I watched you play Goblin Techies and just, like, put shit in, like...
No, I played the Engineer. Trees. He has the mine ability from the Techies, but he has a bunch of other abilities, too.
And I just, like, it was like, man, those were really fun, Alex, when I go all the way to Plainfield to hang out for the weekend and then watch you play MOBAs while I played Phoenix Wright. Pretty great, wasn't it?
Hey, man, sorry that I had more important things to do than you.
That's actually what, like, I would do with my ex, which is leads into another fun college story, but she would, like, play League, and I'd just be sitting there like, hey, that's cool, playing, like, Phoenix Wright or playing, like, Pokemon or something on her bed while she just had the time of her life on League and, like, also casually playing WoW in the background of that. Casually plays well.
Gee, Alex, some of these are sound familiar.
I mean, hey, man, you can try to make me feel bad, but this happens to a lot of people, so I don't care. I have done literally nothing wrong. I'm a villain. I am a super villain whose motives are arguably better than the protagonist.
You're the Aridin Ampora of real life.
I am the Robbie Rotten of real life.
What did Ari do wrong besides want to kill everyone because he was fucking Elliot Rogers of Homestuck?
What did Taylor do?
Speaking of Homestuck, I cosplayed a Homestuck character once. It was in the PAX episode that only 300 people watched.
Cosplaying.
I went to PAX as a Knight of Doom, and I went to my friend John's house, and we made like a cape and shit, and it was real fun.
So you wore pajamas to a convention?
Yes. And the only person who recognized it was like a 400-pound dude with a My Little Pony bag.
And like I told you, Ted, you dressed like a cartoon character at a fucking video game convention, you fucking retard.
Hey, there are shit
Alex, shut up.
At KatsuCon the other day, there were more freaking Overwatch cosplayers than almost there were more Pokemon cosplayers. There was a Reinhardt who was like 10 feet tall.
I like this.
Yeah,
dude.
I have pictures of it too. I'll send it to you guys afterwards if you can link it in the description. He was huge.
Holy shit, that Reinhardt is huge.
He's pretty huge, boys.
Because Reinhardt in-game is like 9 foot
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know. This guy was like 9 foot something. But I was running
around. My favorite cosplays to see are like alternate colors of characters. Like I'll see a Captain Falcon rocking like the pink and white one. Or like just different colors than the norm. Like a Reinhardt who goes wearing Paragon or something. I love that.
That's
shit.
Why it's fun for Pokemon cosplayers, because they do like the most ridiculous shit. I saw this like Nidoking and Nidoqueen, and they were like actual suits of armor, like something out of fucking D&D. I, on the other hand, just do simple shit like Nanu.
Nanu.
He was the from Sun and Moon. He was the police guy, the dark type.
Who's just fed up with everything.
There were a shit ton of Team Skull Grunts who'd just be like, "Please arrest me, Daddy," and I was like, "Ugh." I actually have these three pictures that were taken in succession with my friend, who I will shamelessly go, "Hey, what's up?" And they were a skull grunt, and they took a selfie like running away from me. I'm in the background chasing them. Then they're like taking a selfie as I'm with like handcuffs on their arm, and then it's someone else taking a picture of me just arresting them, pushing them against a wall. The best three pictures from the entire convention, I swear.
My favorite one from the PAX one was me crossing my arms, looking down, like. Head, like chin down, eyes up with a smug look with the words "play anime" above me. That's my favorite. I should set that as my fucking Facebook profile picture.
My Facebook.
I'm still mad you didn't go up to Gearbox and have him sign your copy of Overwatch.
I know. Oh man, I can't believe I forgot that. That was like, there were two things I wanted to do. Well, three. I wanted to play the Rick and Morty VR game. Literally couldn't get in the line for that because the line was so long that they said you can't wait to play this. So that was a real big fuck you. And then I couldn't find the Shovel Knight people. Turns out they were hiding behind Azure Gun Vault 2, whatever the fuck that is. And then I did get the dab with a guy in Earl from Toe Jam and Earl. So that was pretty good.
I did get to dab at least.
I mean, that's And I forget the third one already. So I forget what we were talking about.
Well, my favorite story from your PAX adventures is the fucking doc guy. Like, blood flies are the only thing you have to be worried about the doc side tonight. Or whatever he said.
I know, it was so fucking cool. That was my favorite thing I've ever done.
Slenderman would start popping up. Oh, hey, look, it's a YouTube reference.
Aw, man, sweet, sweet Marble Hornets joke. I've never seen Marble Hornets. My cousin Joey was all about that shit, and I think Tim was as well.
Marble Hornets was okay. Like, the direction was good. Like, the cinematography was pretty fantastic. But, like, the effects were kind of eh. And then near, like, the end, it just kind of sort of trailed off. The other good one was 12 Tribe, which was, like, he was just this guy who was, like, doing a project about his Jewish heritage. And then he had, like, these crazy effects for Slenderman, like, coming to tentacle rape him or some shit. But the worst one I've ever seen was Everyman Hybrid, which was, like, these three guys, and they, like, the first 10 episodes were them going, like, yeah, this is all a joke. We're just acting the whole time. And then they start putting in other creepypastas, like The Rake, and, like, fucking some shit from Marble Hornets or something. And it just got so fucking confusing and didn't make any sense near the end of, like, the first season. And yet people loved them somehow.
I mean, the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared was kind of like that, but those were enjoyable without doing... Cat, I swear to God, if you jump on my desk one more fucking time...
Well, we really are the dollop now. We have a fucking cat in every episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna whip this pen at her. The fuck out of here.
But hey, at least with Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, there was like... Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared wasn't doing it just to be like, hey, look, it's fucking weird and spooky. It was mostly just trying to be like, hey, look, TV's really dumb and stupid. It had a message behind it.
It had layers. It was like an onion.
Or an ogre.
It had layers. I have a fun story about that. Like, there was the people who just watched it because it's like, haha, this is funny. I'm so edgy. And then there's people who watched it and were like, oh, look, there's some subliminal messaging in this. And then there's people like mm-hmm. Nightmind, shameless plug to that YouTube channel. You could bleep that out if you're not gonna don't want him to hear this.
Oh no, we've plugged shit like in here all the fucking time. Like I've plugged a couple Tumblr artists in here. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. He literally just called out the dollar.
Yeah,
but yeah, like he explained it all, and it was like this really intricate thing about how like TV is killing America and youth and like young and like adult child actors and shit are being abused by their parents and all this fun stuff. And it's like, oh, that's neat. But like the multiple layers, you can enjoy it on different layers, and it's all fun and games. Like you enjoy it no matter what you're looking at it for.
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared is actually legitimately very good.
And if you haven't watched it, go watch all 17 episodes or whatever.
You mean seven? Kind of I thought it was like six.
Lasagna Cat. Lasagna Cat was a thing, I think, 9 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's old. But they just recently started making videos, and I fucking love their new shit so much. Oh, my God.
It's so good. So for those who don't know, Lasagna Cat is like Fatal Farms, which I'm not 100% on what Fatal Farms is. Apparently, they did the Old Spice commercials.
They're like a special effects like film crew or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. Fatal Farms, tell us, please.
What they would do is that they would take old, unfunny Garfield strips and blow them up like... They would have a live action thing like do this strip like some people have hobbies that involve watching Toast, and then it pops up and John goes yeehaw, and there's like boo doo 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 boom, and then it has like who's the guy that made Garfield again?
Jim Davis.
Yeah, it'd have Jim Davis's face, and then it would be like, and now we're going to change it into Way Down Yonder on a Catahoochie.
Yeah, like just like a weird, shitty music video all based around it. So now they came back to doing shitty Garfield jokes again, and it's fucking fantastic. Like, they do the whole fucking shampoo thing, where he's got like 8 bottles of shampoo and 1 thing of furniture polish to go wash his hair in. So the Fatal Farm version of that is him in like a Japanese porno having shampoo sprayed on him by a bunch of weird naked guys. And or the fucking
Garfield
fight scene
shows up with furniture polish.
It's
my favorite one is probably it's like early. It's oh god, I forget the joke, but I forget the original Garfield strip. But it was like an early 2000s, 2000 like 2004 YouTube, where it's like Garfield and Odie, and they look like they're like 16-year-old, and they have like a shitty YouTube movie, and they're like talking on MSN during the entire thing.
Oh, that's a new one that just came out. Yeah,
one of the new ones. And so he's like going over there doing like really old Adobe After Effects stuff, like shooting lasers, doing bullet time shit.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
He goes to like WWE. He's like, he messages him. He's like, yeah, okay, I got to go do some stuff, and then we'll upload it to YouTube. And he goes to, like, www.hotfreelasagna.com. It has, like, fucking Jim Davis's face saying America's favorite cat. He has to click out each window.
It sounds like unedited footage of a bear, or, like, what was the other one that I remember?
Unedited footage. Is that the one where the bear's rubbing against the
tree? No, it's like that for the first 3 seconds, and then it just goes to, like, this commercial. And, like, the commercial just gets really surreal, and it's, like, an antidepressant commercial, but it looks like an allergy commercial. And it's made by the guy who also made There Are People in This House. And those are, like, those surreal, like, ARG-type things where it's, like, a commercial. And Adult Swim airs these at, like, midnight, and it's, like, 5 to 10 minutes long. And then...
Those fucking things.
Yeah, and then it's, like...
The guys who made Too Many Cooks. I know those guys.
It's, like, him. And, like, there are, like, websites and stuff, and you can go to the website and then... like, see different things about the video, and then, like, you can just keep going deeper and deeper into the lore of these, like, 5-minute videos.
I love them. See, my favorite thing about those is that it hits that weird time slot, like that 5, like, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., where the only people who are watching are, like half asleep, and you get that weird, you get those weird moments where you'll watch something on TV if you're awake at that time, and it leaves an impression on you. Like, Too Many Cooks is like, oh, I guess, you know, I accidentally changed it to TLC or something. And hold on a second, this is getting a little weird.
Yeah, or like unedited footage of the bear.
Like, for me...
Where it's just like, yeah, oh, look, a bear, like, it's animal planet. And then, oh, look, a commercial. Why isn't this commercial over? What's going on?
Yep. For me, it was the Twilight Zone. It left a permanent mark on me. Because it was like 3 a.m. I was watching sci-fi. And it was the episode with the clown, the army man, the ballerina.
I was just thinking of that episode.
Yep. Where I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? What is the Twilight? There was no commercial during it. Because I guess I either came in right after the commercial or they just didn't have one. I don't know if they were doing like a marathon or something. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Because I'd never heard of the Twilight Zone before this. And for those who don't know, the episode is just like, I think I've told this story before. But the episode is just like a bunch of these people. You know, there's an army man, a clown, a hobo, and a ballerina. And I think there might be one other. And they're just in this featureless cylinder for like 40 minutes. And then the episode ends and they're like dolls. And they like one of them like climbs out of the cylinder and falls and like starts screaming.
I think I remember seeing that. When I was like 7. And I was just like, what's going on?
You're just like, another
one that flip that freaked me the fuck out. And I don't even remember if this was Twilight Zone or not, but like, this is like a permanent thing that's like been in, like, this is partly the reason why I have no mouth and I must scream spooked me so hard. I haven't played it since. And it was like this little kid. It was in like this rural town and everyone's like super scared of him. And you don't know why until he turns one of them into a Jack in the Box. And like, you see the shadow of a Jack in the Box with a human head at the end of the string. And I'm like, holy fuck. Cause this kid's like, you know, it's someone with that like ability to totally fuck you up, and it's also like a 6-year-old who's incredibly moody, and I think it was the Twilight Zone, but that thing fucked me up.
I think that's like a movie.
That's one of like the scariest concepts.
Oh no, that I remember now. There was a Simpsons episode where that they parodied that, like a Treehouse of Horror or something, and it was like I think it was Bart or something. Oh no, yeah, it was Bart, and he could do that kind of stuff. And then it became like The Shining as well because he could like telepathically talk to Groundskeeper Willie. And
I remember, yeah,
it was like something like that. But it was parodied in a Simpsons episode, and I remember watching that. I have like the whole.
It was that's series. The one where Homer's like. I remember the scene where he's like typing on the Homer. He's like, all play and no work, or all work and no play makes Homer a dull boy. And then Marge like goes over, looks at the typewriter and says, feeling fine.
And Homer's just like, all work and no play makes Homer something something. And Marge's like, go crazy? Don't mind if I do. And then he loses his mind on her. And it just becomes The Shining.
But from what I understand, The Simpsons is actually ending soon. I think their final season's either now or next
really?
Year.
Oh, are they actually fucking doing it?
Yep, I think they're ending it. Wow. I think it's partially because the voice actors want, like, a ton of money. Because at this point, they're like... Show's not that great. Like, I don't really care anymore.
Didn't one of the voice actors
I'm gonna see
die?
How much money? I think one of them retired.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was probably it. Yeah, it wasn't. It was.
But
like,
I think it was Edna's.
It could also have something to do with that voice actor strike that's been going on for a little while.
I think that's only for video games, though.
Maybe. I don't know. But
what's the difference?
But I noticed while playing the new SMT, Apocalypse, like, wow, the voice acting for, like, the demons got a lot shittier from the last game. And it's just like, yeah, that's because of the strike. I'm like, ah, shit.
Fucking SJ. I'm fucking playing this on those SJWs trying to ruin my video
SJWs.
Games.
SJWs. Oh, Tad, how do you say that one food item that is, like, a wiener in a bun?
Talking about a brat?
No. Like
talking about a sausage?
Like
talking about a bread sausage? Talking about a warm pupper?
Yeah, one of those.
Hot dog?
Hot dog? I thought it was pronounced hot dog, not hot dog.
I will fucking kick you from this call.
I've been messing with my girlfriend for that for ages because she's also from like your general area and she has that accent and she made fun of me.
She got that nasally
voice.
Well,
she made fun of me because apparently I say W like the president of the United States a few years ago, W. You know, the proper way, W. The proper way that Americans are supposed to say that word.
Yeah, you gotta, by the way, if you go to www.makeamericagreatagain, it redirects to like the government White House, and I fucking love it. It's a .gov website now. Hell yeah, we did it, Reddit. Man, Trump's, it's gonna be a fun 4 years.
Oh, this is gonna be the best, dude. I fucking love it. Everyone's so unhappy. They're like, pain is amusement to me.
Now they know what it was like for me when Homestuck ended.
So are you telling me that the U.S. government right now is the Homestuck of the Democrats?
Exactly. Literally that. Like, the amount of, like, pain and internal screaming that Trump, and external, that Trump has caused is equivalent to me after Homestuck Act 7. I will be mad about this until the day I die. I will never forgive Andrew straight out of Auschwitz hussy because he's a fucking spooky skeleton. He weighs like 28 pounds and I could punch him and turn him into dust. I will destroy Andrew hussy if given the chance.
Andrew hussy. I'm so glad I paid $15 to watch Andrew hussy get Andrew hustled.
Who?
Oh, but speaking about college, here's some fun college stories that I had back when I was still going to college because I'm a granny.
Yeah, you're like 25
or 27. Something. Well, I'll be turning 27 in a
wow,
month.
Geez,
wow, jeez. Wow, Grandma.
Ancient.
You some children. Back in my day, Homestuck was cooked.
Do you want some hard candy?
No, here, kiddies.
Get some of those strawberries.
Here's strawberry candies. But back when I was in college.
I don't know. Can you buy those?
Yeah, you can buy those.
Or are they only
at,
for
like,
old
CVS
people?
And like Walgreens and
oh,
shit.
That's
yeah, I know. It's grandma candies at the freaking drugstore where they go to get their fun grandma candy. AKA their pills that keep them alive. But,
Hold on. One real quick side note. Last week I had a party at my grandparents and, I took my nephew out for like a walk because I wanted to go to the park and catch a Wobbuffet. Because I've been playing Pokemon Go for 2 weeks until I get bored of it again. And there was a can of Pepsi on the ground. And I looked right at Lennon, my nephew. I told him, that's Beppis. I looked right at it. Went over to kick it. And I looked at me and went, Beppis. So now he calls Pepsi Beppis. And it stuck too. Because I called my mom a few days ago. And Lennon was on the phone. And he said he was talking about Beppis. So I'm a horrible influence on him. For his birthday, I got him a stuffed Wobbuffet. You gotta teach him early on what the best Pokemon is. Don't want him to be one of those fucking
Gen 1ers.
Garchomps.
One of those Gen 1ers.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon is Chandelure, because it's an angry chandelier who gives no shits, and it was the first shiny I'd caught in like 5 to 6 years.
That's an acceptable answer. Alex, I'm not gonna ask you because it's fucking Mawile, you piece
no, no,
of
it's
shit.
Hey, don't bully my wife.
I will. I kicked you from the Discord, and you lost your role because you were waifu posted.
Oh, no. Not my sweet, sweet co-host privileges. Guess I'm off. Let me tell you about.
Hey. Friendship with Alex ended. Liz is my new best friend.
Hey, can I get that co-host spot?
Never.
Let me tell you about how waifu posting ruined my career.
$150 a month on Patreon. You'll get that co-host role.
$150 Patreon money.
Well, that's a great way to sell shit, too. We can just say, hey, give us fucking $25 and we'll have you do a shitty episode. We talk about how you tell us about shit that we pretend we're interested in.
That's what friendship basically is. Friendship is listening to other people talk about irrelevant shit you do not care about. See, case in point, whenever I would talk to Alex about Homestuck, or when he talks to me about Kamen Rider, we just nod and go, yes,
I understand. Interesting. Yes, yes. That new page is a pretty sick meme, Tad.
Why, yes, I understand, Tad. You do own the Tumblr URL, RoxyLalanda, please step on my face.tumblr.com. Please, continue.
You guys are sitting there talking about friendship. Let me tell you the real test of friendship. One time, I got a Gaia Online account, specifically because my friend made me do it.
Oh, no.
Now, here's where the fun begins. You see, he was like, okay, we got to make this legit. I'm not going to name him because he knows who he is, and he's going to hear this, and he's going to be like, oh, great.
He knows what he did.
He knows exactly what he forced me to do. So he goes like, okay, we gotta dress up our little faggots. That's what we call their avatars, our little faggots.
Well, hard F there. You might offend somebody.
I'm a homosexual, okay?
Oh, that's right.
We reclaimed
Never mind. Continue.
So he was like, okay, we gotta dress up our little faggots. Now, I need you to get the most Japanese-sounding name that you can, and it needs to start with the letter D. And you have to get another Japanese name that starts with the letter D. And I'm like, why? He's like, watch. And so he gives me this link to, like, the most edgy, dark Naruto RP that's on fucking Gaia at the time in, like, 2010.
His name is Dong Samurai Daisuke.
No, actually. So he was like, okay, so my character's name is Hitoshi Hanamura. And he sells ninja blades and ninja blade accessories. And he's like, your character's name is Daisuke Gohan, and he's a ninja whose special ability is sand in his being he can toss at other beings. If you see where we're going with this,
like an anime Benjamin.
If you can see where we're going with this, we were RPing King of the Hill characters in the most edgy Naruto Akatsuki bullshit RP in existence at the time in 2010 or 12 or whatever.
I understand now.
No.
I didn't catch on to pocket sand.
Yeah, pocket sand or jutsu, motherfucker.
What didn't I think of
so
this?
So we started, like, RPing, like, legit, quote-unquote. Like, we were just like, yeah, I sell ninja accessories. And I was just like, those ninja leaders, whatever, the Hokages, they're spying on me with their...
The Hokages.
their magic ninja powers. And we spent, like, 5 days just, like, RPing, trying to make it legit. And on, like, the end of the week, we ended up just, like, spamming the board with us just going, sip sake, yup, sip sake, mm-hmm, sip sake, yup, sip sake, mm-hmm. Literally 10 pages of that for the whole fucking thread. Mm-hmm. And we changed our icons and our names to be Hank Hill and Dale Gribble with their pictures. And so the mod wakes up the next day and sees, like, all these 10 pages, like, ooh, someone's been busy RPing. He goes in, bans us immediately, and deletes, like, the latest messages. But the kicker is that they couldn't delete the other messages that we put, because we had actually, like, played along, sort of, and, like, talked to the other characters and gave them character development. Hard finger quotes there. Character development.
Oh, boy.
And so if you go back into, like, Wayback Machine and somehow find this, there's got to be, like, a thread somewhere of the most edgiest Naruto RP where some kid's edgy Sasuke recolor is RPing with Hank Hill as a ninja.
That boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
Knocks on door. Hey, it's me, Goku. It reminds me of the time Alex and I went on our second life adventures.
Oh, yeah, I loved that. That was great.
It was Dirk Diggler and who were characters again?
I don't fucking remember.
You were Dirk Diggly 420 and I was Dirk Darkly 420. My dude looked like Mr. Peanut with, like, real fucked up fingers. And, yeah, he had, like, real fucked up fingers. I think I was a robot at first, and Alex was, like, a vampire with a really huge nose.
Yeah, I was a vampire with a really wide... I looked like an earthworm gym body, you know, like a huge upper body, but, like, teeny little tiny stick legs, and then a really big nose.
And I remember we went to several areas. We went to, like, this default world, where there's this little, like, Colonel Sanders midget who every time I couldn't get it on camera because as soon as I turned on the camera, he would stop. But when he was off camera, he would like slowly look over and then spaz out, like flail his arms around and go back to normal. And he did this constantly, and I could never get it clear. He was like a little tiny.
You mean like the first beta release of HiveSwap?
Oh God, that 3D trailer is.
No,
so
I'm talking
bad.
About the build. The build that they gave.
Oh yeah, it was basically that. Basically. Joey is actually just a little midget.
Fuck, I love our Second Life gifts. I'm so sad the Homestuck dream was dead.
The Homestuck dream is dead, Alex?
Yeah, because like, the worlds in fucking Second Life are called like dreams or some shit or whatever, and the Homestuck one was empty, and it made me so sad. I wanted to go in there and meme it up.
Really? You mean in Second Life there was a Homestuck server and it was dead?
Yeah, we tried to go in there and fuck with them, I think. And we weren't able, because no one was there. Like, we went in there, and there was like a bunch of Homestuck shit on the walls, but... speaking of, I think it was a different world. We went to like it was some anime one. We went to this dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Connection was really bad. Alex is loaded faster, so we go in there, and Alex is like, "What the fuck is this?" And I go in there, I'm like, "I don't know what seems to be the issue." And then it slowly starts to load in, and it's just a ton of anime porn plastered all over the walls. It was like floor to ceiling anime fucking hentai.
So
just across the entire.
So Japanese thing. TF2 servers.
Essentially,
like, pretty much. But like I went in there and it like loaded all at once too, because it was like a bunch of like fuzzy images I couldn't see. And all of a sudden, bam! And my screen was just full of fucking Miku fucking.
There was a shitload of Miku in there too, because you know anime finger quotes.
I think after that, we went, someone, like, we went and talked to someone, and then she redirected us to, like, what was it, like, it was something, like...
We went to London. We went to the London server, which was, like, a little mini London or whatever. I remember that place. She had cars. She tried driving it around and kept crashing it.
Little London? Like, Arrested Development's Little London instead of Little Italy?
Then we went to one of, like, the base worlds.
Dawn UFO.
Oh, my favorite. We went to the base... Okay, there are, like, multiple, like, default worlds. There's just, like, multiple copies of it. We went to, like, number 3 or some shit, and when we went there, there were a bunch of assholes just blaring these big special effects all over the place. Like, I saw this one in particular was this furry with a fucking, like, Rayala head from fucking Knights or something, with just all these special effects. Like, what the fuck is this shit? And Tad loaded in, and then his computer exploded, and he blue-screened right there. He couldn't handle it at the time.
That's right! His computer was trying to help him, give him a favor, you know? Save his...
It blue-screened. That's right, I forgot about that.
You don't deserve this. Kills himself.
But that was Second Life. And then, like, there was, like, a conga dance that we did.
No. Okay, so in London, there's this little dance thing you can do these little dances at. And you can do a conga dance, and we got stuck in those poses. So we were just moving around, not even... We were just doing the stupid, like, dance. We were just fucking doing it. We were, like, trying to hold on to people in the conga dance, but standing still. And just moving around, trying to interact with everything. It was fucking great. I loved it.
I remember us cornering someone and, like, standing in front of them and just dancing around just this party's well attended.
Yeah, I fucking love that shit.
Dirk Diggler and, like, Mr. Peanut dancing in front of this dude with, like, the hands up for doing the conga dance.
Yo, you have the gift still. Put that shit in the description. Show people that shit.
I have some of them. I put it up on Push, like, PUU.SH, and then they expired after a few months, so I only have a few of them.
I thought Push was never supposed to expire. Push never expired for me.
It was after they put up the stupid premium shit.
I don't even have premium. I don't pay Bay for anything.
Now I use Gyazo, which is a pain in the ass because you have to like open it up in Firefox and then copy the image URL. Otherwise, it gives you to a fucking page to draw on it, which I don't want. But that's that. So Second Life is a fucking terrible program for terrible people. When I played Gaia, I only remember two things. One, my character was Dr. Mario, and I spent, like, a bunch of money to make that. And then two, my Gaia profile was straight out of GeoCities. It was, like, the Wind Waker castle background, and I had so many spitting and fire gifs. Like, because I took fire, and I would, like, skew it and put it on the torches in the background. And, I like, you'd load it, and on the libraries, because I did this in the public library. I was also playing in a public library for literally six to 9 hours for like every day during the summer. because it was the only way that me and my little brother could play at the same time. And like, I would be there. I'm like, why isn't this loading? I don't understand. And it would try to load in every single fucking spinning Triforce, and it would close. It would crash Firefox every time.
I'm like the only person who didn't get into all this fucking the stupid fucking online games when I was a kid. Hey, like,
Alex, you played fucking Wizard 101 when you were an adult. You shut the fuck up.
I played that specifically for the shitpost about it, though. Like, that was ironic. That's the fun of it.
What about like, RuneScape? When
I never got into RuneScape. I never really got into MapleStory past level, like, 20. I tried it, but didn't like it. I never fucking touched Gaia Online. I've only heard stories, but I never fucking went to that piece of shit. Like, I never did any of this crazy shit. I don't understand what is wrong with you idiots.
Hey, this is my friend.
Here's the thing that I would do at RuneScape. I felt like a master manipulator, because I wouldn't scam people. What I would do is I would reverse scam, because someone would be like, hey, I'm doubling money. And I'd be like, He's like, yeah, just give me 50,000 gold. Okay, here's 500 gold. Because I knew his fucking scam. He's like, okay, here's 1,000. All right, here's 10,000. And then he gives me 20,000. All right, here, I'll do one more, just to make sure. And then I'll do 50,000. I'd give him 30,000. And then he'd give me 60,000. It's like, see you later, fucko. I'd put F dot, like, I put a period between each one so it'd show up. I'm like, oh, fucko. And I just fucking, whoop, ran right out of there with my sweet 75,000 gold. And that's how I got my first rune scimitar.
I still haven't even gotten rune play. I stopped playing that game in, like, 2005.
That's because RuneScape is, like, only fun if you're like, hey, I'm 13 years old and I want to play something while I'm doing my fucking math homework.
Hey, people like Glory and Gold play that game, and that guy's like still at fucking, what, 70?
Well, yeah, I mean, RuneScape, it only appeals to people at the, like, extremes, either from, like, 8 to 14, or, like, 84 to 114.
It's like Legos, it's like 1 to 99.
Oh, my God. People, you should have seen the people who'd come into Legos. I'd see, like, people who were, like, 5, and then I'd see people who were, like, 55. And then I'd see people who were, like, 75, who were just like, yeah, I'm adding this to my collection. I'm going to make the USS Governor's ship.
Hey, it says right there, 1 in 99. You can't judge.
Yeah, that's true.
You can only judge if there are 100.
Then you tell them they get out of your story.
You're telling me you're not allowed in here. Sorry.
Fun fact.
Sorry, Gramps.
The only set that has that is the base plate. So only people between the ages of, like, 3 to 99 can use base plates. Everyone else can use every other set.
Use your fucking Star Wars sets. Get out of here.
Oh my God, it's Lego Star Wars. That's the one thing that kept that fucking company afloat. Without Lego Star Wars, friggin' Lego would have sunk in, like, the mid-90s. They were going out of business because of Playmobil.
Oh, that's right, because Playmobil was just like, hey, here's Legos, but cheaper.
It's because, like, Playmobil and Lego are both made in, like, Denmark or some European, like, East European country. And Playmobil is the cheaper one, but all the Europeans buy that. Americans love Lego, but who cares about America? So they almost run out of business. And then George Lucas' Lucasfilm was like, hey, you want to make some Star Wars Lego? And they're like, we don't like war, but I guess we could try. And then they started making more money than Playmobil.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that story.
Fun little facts.
I liked Lego Star Wars. I played the games when I was like...
Oh yeah, everyone loves that shit. Oh, funny story about those Lego games, actually. When I was at the whorehouse, one of the whores absolutely loves those games. And she fucking...
Alex, remember, you haven't told that story on the podcast yet.
I didn't, but here's a little preview of it then. But one of the whores that my friend got loves the Lego games so much that she tries to 100% each and every one of them, and she has a little picture of it on her phone that she showed my friend to prove how much of how cool she is.
Fucking, I mean, she sounds like the coolest
fucking horror. MLG.
Oh, she has an amiibo collection, by the way.
Now here's the question: does she do the Griffin's amiibo corner thing and see if she could fit it?
It's a reverse amiibo corner. You don't fit it in your mouth. These are the questions.
I remember another funny thing about it.
I almost said his name out loud. Wait. I was going to say, ask him if she did the reverse amiibo corner.
Oh, one more thing she did. She played a lot of World of Warcraft and plays a lot of WoW private servers, but didn't want to play Miss Pandaria at the time because it looked too fucking stupid. So that game was too stupid for a whore.
But everyone loves the pandas.
I hate that fucking game.
Which was that the one that had Worgen as well?
No, that was Cataclysm. Cataclysm brought in the Worgen.
We need to do Warcraft lore episode 3 sometime.
Why? We only have a couple hundred views. This is garbage, dude. We gotta keep doing more noise boys. That's the popular shit. Give us your money.
Give us all your Patreon money. That's all right.
Hell yeah. We might actually start a Patreon soon. I don't know. I'm going to not start
it. I will be like everyone else on the planet.
I don't want to start it until I'm confident. Like, yeah, I got this shit down. This is acceptable quality.
How about when we get 2K subs?
That's a pretty good goal. Because I think we're at 1,700 right now.
Yeah, we're about 1,700. Which is like...
But that's a discussion for later or in secret.
We're way more popular than I ever expected us to be. Like, holy fuck.
I expected like 25. I think it's because I like didn't just shit out an episode without editing them. I think that helped a lot. Like I went through and fucking manually muted instead of that. God, I feel like such an idiot because I didn't discover this until like, I don't remember.
It's a learning super process. It's podcast. Okay.
Tim was like, hey, I gave him an episode to edit. And he's like, hey, so I found this remove noise feature that you can use to like remove large swathes of like background noise instead of manually going through and silencing them. And I felt like such a goddamn idiot.
Audacity has a bunch of fun tricks
I've been
like
going
that.
Through. I know, and I'm slowly learning them. Normalize doesn't work because Tim, when you record Dungeons and Dragons, they're very, very quiet. He talks like about it.
Yeah, but that's in character, because that's pretty much how said character, I'm not going to say his name, because you got to watch Revival in order to hear about it, but...
I would say his name, because he's the best
character.
He really
is.
Gorgrek John, Brick Smasher. He's so good. I love John.
John is the reason that my girlfriend actually created this character, who is a mermaid in a wheelchair with a poncho over her tail, who has like an American flag bikini and a cowboy hat, and she carries 2 pistol revolvers. And she's a cowgirl.
Hell yeah. It's
the best character I've ever thought of, and that's the reason why I'm making a D&D campaign.
Okay, so next episode I'm totally doing like, the whorehouse. Holy fuck, I just thought of it. We're doing that.
When I think of that character, I imagine like it's like an old wheelchair, so it's got like the footrest, but in the footrest it's just like a basin of water, and her mermaid tail is just like sitting in the water as the poncho's covering her, and she wheels
and people are just like, oh, I like your shiny little feet there. It's like, they're my good designer shoes, don't you touch them.
they're my good boy shoes.
So it's like Tad's character, but they don't actually know like what he looks like.
Yeah,
my character is Dr. Patton Normstrom.
But I'm actually making the campaign of like Revival. If you guys want to, you know, go support that, watch that video, watch those videos and listen to those podcasts. But it's like they're humans, and then there's like the more human-looking monstrous races like elves and dwarves and shit. And they're like living in symbiosis. And from there, like there's like, oh, there's a mermaid in a wheelchair, but she looks like a cowgirl, so she's got to be human. But then it's like, oh, look at this old granny. Why is she green? Oh, she's sick. No, she's actually an orc. Shh, don't tell anyone.
She's green. She's got green around
her. She just wants her beets. She's just looking for her little beets. Shit like that. And like that sparked this huge like idea that I have already made up. I already have this concoction. But some fun D&D stories that I have, actually. My friend's group that I was invited into once and I helped DM with, they one time... RP'd breakfast for an entire session. A 4-hour long session.
Breakfast doesn't even last.
I know. And they spent the whole session eating breakfast.
That sounds like a hoot.
And there was another part where, like, my one friend, who shall not be named, and this other guy were acting super autistic, and, like, eventually it evolved into them going to, like, party at this tavern, and them two go upstairs into this secluded bedroom, pass out after, you know, being totally not ERPing. And our other friend, who is literally just John, because every gunslinger in a D&D game is called John, walks up there, just says, shakes his head, and walks down, goes away. You know, just...
What, interrogation?
No, it was just, that makes sense, and walks off.
So... Okay, so at least there is a fade to black. Your DM didn't sit there and be like, describe it. Describe it to
this
me.
This DM is the kind of guy who would probably try to make them do that because he would like to hit on me occasionally to the point that he was just like, hey, so you doing anything tonight? And I'm like, yes, I am extremely busy. oh, I just wanted to know if you wanted to Skype chat for a bit, you know, private one-on-one session. I'm like, no, I'm extremely busy. Please leave.
It must be so awkward, like, being gay and having straight people hit on you.
Well, I'm bi, so it's like, eh, I don't really care.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, like, Alex, I'm the one you should talk to about that because I get hit on by gay people constantly. It happened at work, like, a few weeks ago.
What? Like, oh, what? Is it always you?
I don't know. It's only... I don't get it, Alex. Gay people, like, flock to me. I don't like it. Get just them out of
here. Well, it's like those, it's like that shitty control-delete comic where it's just like, all right, the gay romance option. I'm not gonna fuck this up. Hi. And it's just him fucking him. Damn it.
Literally me.
But a fun thing that my friend, who shall not be named, I'm just gonna keep calling him, who shall not be named, who did
he knows what he did.
He made this character with 3 intelligence. Let that sink in.
This is gonna probably go.
I assume that's super low. It's
That's the least amount of intelligence you can have and still be considered like sapient, like a human, or being able to make words come out of your mouth. And so he was like a knight. He was a paladin. And his noble steed was an anvil. An actual anvil he would carry around underneath his legs.
Did it move like a fucking SpongeBob rock?
No. He had like a sound that made it sound like it was galloping.
It's a rock.
And he...
Making galloping.
Yeah, and he would like... He did this thing where he went to this like merchant and he was like, I sense evil here. And I'm like, shit. I just wanted this to be a generic, like, you know, gray area catfolk dude. And so he's just like, I sense evil here. I need to enter your house. And he just breaks in, goes into the catfolk's basement. There are rat folk underneath. And I'm just sitting there like, shit, I gotta make a map. I make this map in like 2 minutes. And it's like, oh, there are rat folk here. And they're trying to, they steal stuff and bring them to the catfolk. And I'm just like making this shit up as I go. And he's just sitting there like, I'm gonna break your campaign as fast as I possibly can. And I'm sitting here just playing the cards, trying to make him play with me.
One of those.
But he's the best. Like he does that kind of stuff. But I love him because he does that in order to make me better myself as storytelling. And then in doing that, yeah, I make him try to break my game even more. And it just we balance each other out. He and I are like you and Alex pretty much.
One of you does all the work while the other one sits back and eats baby carrots.
Hey, I don't eat carrots. I eat goldfish crackers.
That's right. You subsist entirely on like pepperoni pizza, Doritos, because whenever we would hang out, there was always a designated Doritos rag. I remember that.
Yeah, because like using napkins.
Wipe our Dorito hands on. Doritos rag. So pepperoni pizza, Doritos, Pringles, Dr. Thunder, and Mountain Dew.
Hey, that's first off, I drink Sprite, not Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is fucking stupid. And you drink Dr. Thunder, and I don't eat Pringles anymore. It's all about that goldfish crackers, all right? That shit's the bomb. And I don't eat Ritz crackers anymore because I always hit feeding them to my dog, Jasper. Didn't you like those crackers, Jasper? Yeah, you did, you big old fat bastard.
Jasper is he's a big old fat dog.
He's actually all that fat. I just call him fat.
I love dogs.
And he's a fat dog, Alex.
Humans do not deserve dogs. They're the best creature in the world.
I don't like any pets. I think they're annoying. I'd rather not have one. I had a goldfish that lived for, I think, 14 years.
How is that even possible? They only lived for like 3.
Goldfish actually are like meant to live for a long ass time. If you treat them right, they'll live for like 20 years.
Huh. Like, we would clean his bowl and stuff, but, like, I never fed that fish in my entire life.
Maybe your mom...
He's been there since I was in grade school, and I just never...
Maybe your mom fed him that bird that she killed.
My mom drowned a bird in front of me.
Fed it to the goldfish.
The weak should fear the strong.
So we really are 2 peas in a pod. You're like, my stepbrother killed a fish in front of me, and then your mommy killed a bird in front of you.
I actually, when I went to go visit my friend in Virginia Beach, we were looking at like the different, like the, you know, the generic surf shacks and shit. And they all had like hermit crab areas. And we're like, why are there only big ones? And this guy just walks up to him and goes, oh, it's because the bigger ones eat the smaller ones. And we just sat there as we watched like one hermit crab poke at another one's shell and pick out some meat and just start consuming it. And we're just sitting there like,
gee,
the weak should feel the should fear the strong.
The bigger ones eat the smaller ones.
Rules of nature.
This is
another
story. I think I already told it, but I'm going to tell it again. Where we captured a frog when we were on like a hike, and then we let it go, and it jumps into this little puddle and swims out, and it gets eaten by a giant frog.
That's nature, dude.
I saw a video like that.
The weak should fear the strong. Video
like that. This guy was like reeling in a shark, like I want to say like a bull shark or something. It was like a pretty big shark, like the size of a normal human adult male's leg. And this other fish just comes out of the deep and just swallows it whole and takes it down. It was just the most terrifying. And then
takes the fishing pole.
Yeah, he took the fishing pole. The whole thing went under. He was like in the middle of the ocean too. So this was like a fucking monster fish.
The ocean's all sorts of fucked up. I don't want to go out there.
I remember a video like that where I saw this family was taking care of this little rabbit that was injured. They finally finished taking care of it. They let it go in the wild, and a hawk just comes down and takes it right off the fucking road, but right on camera. And the dad's just like, well, that's life.
That's life. Oh, all right. I think that's a good place to cut this noise, boys, for now.
Oh, yeah, we got a long-ass episode there. You're going to have fun with this one.
I've had worse. You haven't edited 6 lines of audio for Dungeons & Dragons. Speaking of, you can listen to that. I know Alex hasn't because he's a fuckboy. You can listen to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast, here on this YouTube channel. Pow, 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 pow. That's me making finger guns on my microphone. Or on iTunes, shit like that. There's like a Discord in the description of each episode now that I'm putting up there for people. That's where Liz found us.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.